Podcast.
Hey, I'll follow your soul.
Bitches, welcome to the Horrorcore Podcast. Back again, that'll be twice in 1 week. So thank you, lucky stars. Now I just wanted to get another one out real quick so I could, get through this March Madness of Horror before Mike over at the Body Count Podcast gives me more shit. It is April. So, that's what we're going to do today. We're getting down to the Elite Eight. The results from last episode, the matchups for this episode. We'll get into that a little bit later. First, I would like to share an email with you. Apparently not everybody enjoys me talking shit about other podcasters. So, we have an email from Jason Thomas. When I read this, I envision a certain voice. So, I'm going to try to share that voice with you. Here we go.
Dear Bart, I listened to your last show, and I cannot believe that you would have the audacity to call out a veteran podcaster like James. He might not be perfect, but he's been doing it a lot longer than you. Look in the mirror before you judge others. Signed, Jason Thomas.
Well, Jason, I'm assuming that you wrote that from your mother's basement. I never once said that I was perfect. I know I have my flaws. But the point I was trying to make is James from the Dried Blood Podcast thinks his shit doesn't stink. But it actually fucking reeks because he sucks. He's a douchebag that loves the word, loves the saying, what was it? You know. So, like I said before, fuck James from the Dried Blood Podcast, and fuck you, Jason. You don't like what I have to say, don't fucking listen to my show. Once again, phone number is 269-823-9037. Feel free to leave voicemails there. And Jason, you cocksucking piece of shit, why don't you give me a call? We can talk this over. And you can email me. Jason emailed me at horrorcorebart@yahoo.com. Once again, you can also find me on Facebook. Horrorcore Bart. Well, Facebook.com/HorrorcoreBart. I don't give two shits if people don't like me talking shit about other podcasters. I'm here to set the record straight about everything, give my fucking opinion on anything and everything that I want to. That's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy putting my opinion out there. I really enjoy pissing people off. So, I'm glad you're mad, Jason. I'm fucking giddy when I read that. Happier than shit. And, you know, I will share all emails, good or bad. Don't give a fuck. But, you know, podcasts that I enjoy are podcasts that I respect. Podcasts that know what they're talking about. Podcasts that don't claim to be the, you know, the best out there. A lot of the ones that I listen to, you know, I listen to Fear Shop. Love Fear Shop. That's one of the first podcasts that I started listening to. Really got me into this. I also like the Motion Picture Massacre podcast. Vaughn really knows what the fuck he's talking about. And I cannot emphasize that enough. When I listen to podcasts, you gotta know what you're talking about. You can't just be talking out of your fucking ass like someone that we'll get to a tad bit later. I also listen to Gray Over the Dark Hours podcast. Really enjoy that. If you go back and listen to his first few episodes and then listen to some of his newer ones, you can tell how he's really grown by leaps and fucking bounds. Big fan of that show. Also been listening to the Body Count podcast. That's a new one. Newer. Really enjoy them, especially their segment about the Horrorcore podcast. Weekly segment they'll do. Go ahead and tune in and listen to that. I also listen to Witch's Hat. Apparently Root Rod is one of the first people to do podcasting. I'm new to it. Yeah, you know, I've just started listening in the past 4 or 5 months to podcasts, so it's all new to me. But I enjoy that one. I also enjoy Horror Etc. With the exception of Anthony from Horror Etc. That motherfucker drives me crazy. Now, they've been doing it for a long time from what I can tell. And that cocksucker just hasn't learned shit from when they first began. I mean, they're into the hundreds of episodes. And that motherfucker will still drink a pop. And I listen to the podcast on headphones at work. And so I hear everything. That motherfucker will take drinks while they're recording, and you just hear his throat. You know that really fucking irritating sound of someone swallowing something right in your fucking ear? Oh, shit. And there was one episode that he had some kind of lozenges and some kind of hard candy, and you could just hear it rattle around in his fucking mouth. And that asshole never comes prepared. The other two guys will have watched the movie, and they'll be talking about it. And all he can do is say, oh, that sounds very interesting. Because the motherfucker don't do what he's supposed to. He doesn't prepare for the show. He makes stupid fucking voices. He likes to sing. I think he's a closeted homosexual. He should come out and just fucking admit it. he also, like I said, he's never fucking prepared. He'll throw out things that he thinks are facts, but he's dead fucking wrong. He has no idea what he's talking about. If I could have anything in the world right now at this very moment, it would be to have him kicked off that fucking show. I enjoy that show in spite of him being on that show. But anyways, that's my rant for this fucking episode. If you don't like it, email me. Call me. Or, you know, if you live close to Kalamazoo, Michigan, come knock on my fucking door. We can discuss things. So, let's get on into the results from last episode and matchups for the next episode. Alright, before we get into the results, I wanted to talk about an upcoming convention, horror convention. I believe it's called Motor City Madness. It's going to be going on outside of Detroit the weekend of April 15th. I will be attending there. I'm looking forward to meeting a couple fellow podcasters. Gray from the Dark Hours, I've spoke with him. He's going to be there. Also, Root Rot from the Witch's Hat. He will be in attendance. Look forward to meeting both of them. Look forward to meeting Tom Savini and Danielle Harris. Apparently, she's going to be there. So, look forward to meeting those people. Hopefully, she'll come back with some pictures and video and all that fun shit to share with you guys. My wife's going to be going with me. She thinks I'm a nerd. She actually called me a nerd for wanting to go. Tried to explain to her that I'm not a nerd. That I do have nerdish tendencies. But the difference between a nerd and someone like me that just has nerdish tendencies is if some stranger, some guy came up to me and told me that I was a nerd, I'd punch him in his mouth. A true nerd would just, look down and kick his feet and maybe snort a little bit and kind of agree with the guy. But anyways, just wanted to share that with everybody. Anybody that's going to be attending there, wants to hook up, meet with me, talk about some horror movies or some shit, shoot me an email, find me on Facebook, and we can make plans. Now, let's get into the results from last episode. Alright, we had Texas Chainsaw Massacre going up against Poltergeist. Texas Chainsaw Massacre won that one. We had Reanimator going up against The Exorcist, and The Exorcist took it. We had Friday the 13th up against Phantasm. Friday the 13th won that one convincingly. Then we had Alien up against The Evil Dead. That was as close as they come. I actually was the tiebreaker on that one. My vote was the tiebreaker, and Evil Dead was what I voted for, so they moved on. Then we had Jaws up against Basket Case. Jaws won that. We had the Return of the Living Dead series up against George Romero's Dead series. George Romero won that. We had Halloween up against Wishmaster. Halloween won that. We had Psycho up against Wrong Turn. Surprisingly close. Psycho pulled that one out. So the matchups, we're down to the Elite Eight. We have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre up against The Exorcist. Good matchup there. We have Friday the 13th up against The Evil Dead. Another great fucking matchup. We have Jaws up against George A. Romero's Dead series. That's a good matchup there. We have Halloween up against Psycho. I have a pretty good feeling who's going to win that one. So those are the matchups. Once again, you can vote by emailing me at horrorcorebart@yahoo.com. You can vote via voicemail. That number is 269-823-9037, or you can find me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/horrorcorebart. Friend me. All the matchups will be on there. You can vote on there. Think here. Do I have anything else I want to share with you people? I don't believe so. So get in there and vote, everybody. I should have another episode out by this weekend with the results. Up, get your votes in so they count. Until then, I'll see you sons of bitches later.